This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Eyewitnesses said there was smoke trailing behind the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed on Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. Ngusu Tesema said when they got to the site of the crash, they saw human body parts and documents scattered everywhere. He said there were a lot of Kenyans in the plane. I saw identification documents of a university student from America. I saw pictures of Ethiopians and Chinese people, and we handed these documents over to the police. Another witness, Gadisa Bente, said the plane was hovering as fire came from its tail. The pilot tried to lift the nose of the plane before it went down. He went on, when it passed over our house, the nose pointed down and the tail raised up. It went straight into the ground with its nose. It then exploded. We came running here. The plane was burning and there was a lot of smoke. Sunday's flight left the airport in Addis Ababa just after 8:30 a.m. Passengers from 35 countries were on board. At least 20 of the passengers were headed to the annual assembly of the UN Environment Program in Nairobi, Kenya.
The UN Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, has sent out a poignant message of condolences to everybody, not just the UN staff, the crew of the flight, all other nationalities which are on the plane. Every person that lost his or her life has a loved one left behind who will be mourning this loss forever.
That was a UN spokesman. Ethiopian Airlines has grounded its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets following the deadly crash. This is VOA News. The White House.